So-called reality television shows currently are hot properties. According to the Nielsen ratings, CBS's Survivor is the number one rated show this season, and many of the other shows with real people are doing well in the ratings. As Hollywood writers and actors threaten to go on strike, TV networks are hoping these shows will turn out to be strike-proof. From Los Angeles, NPR's Mandalito Barco reports.
The setup is at least as old as Gilligan's Island, a group of castaways stranded on a remote exotic isle. Only instead of actors on a studio set, CBS's hit show Survivor 2 features so-called real people who compete for a $1 million prize in a Darwinian contest. To survive, they have to do things such as eat rats and bugs, jump off cliffs, confess their secrets, and try not to get voted off the island by the others. The storylines are pure soap opera, filled with bravery, betrayal, and bravado.
This game is all about deceit, deception, and how to play using your mind to win.
Survivor 2 dropped 16 strangers in the Australian outback, along with cameras, a production crew, and 29 million TV viewers. Last night, retired cop Marilyn Mad Dog Hershey was the third tribe member voted off the island. The adventure show was such a success last summer that now you can watch some sort of TV reality show with people facing intense pressure on camera almost every night. Quiz show contestants try to become millionaires or catch dangerous criminals. Aspiring pop stars audition for fame, and contenders try to outwit and sabotage one another. In the most recent entry, Temptation Island, sexy singles in skimpy outfits try to seduce beautiful young couples.
Oh my God! These guys only get better.
Is this an orgy?
Will Mandy and Billy end up having sex with their dream dates? This is a sort of burning question that makes Temptation Island the number one show for viewers aged 18 to 34. The same demographics that have made MTV's Real World and The Road Rules popular for 10 seasons.
We're all voyeurs, aren't we? To some degree, don't we all enjoy a little voyeurism, this sort of caught-on-tape phenomenon?
Howard Rosenberg is a television columnist for the Los Angeles Times. He says despite the joy of rubbernecking, he's still a little baffled by the whole trend.
I don't get it. I assume it's the prospect of seeing people who don't know they're being watched, even though that's not the case. And you add to that some kind of a game involving characters to root for and root against, and maybe that combination works. Why are people watching Temptation Island? I don't know.
You could say this new wave of reality television goes back to the 1950s with popular but campy shows like Queen for a Day and Candid Camera and the scandal-ridden game show 21. In the 1980s, reality television leaned toward heroic public service with police ride-alongs, chases, and rescues. But many of today's shows are more Machiavellian fantasy, heavy on thrill-seekers and gold-diggers. Some are U.S. versions of hit shows in Europe. David Briggs is the brainchild behind England's Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. He spoke to NPR's Fresh Air.
The very first thing that popped into my mind was the simple idea that putting people under pressure with a television camera right close to their face would be interesting. Then you get to see the most important thing of this television program is when that camera is right in those people's eyes, you can almost see inside their souls. They are real people making real decisions. It is a life drama in front of your eyes.
But just how real the characters on these shows are and how much they're playing to the camera is debatable. This week, Stacey Stillman, a contestant from the first Survivor, filed suit against the show's producer, Mark Burnett, claiming he rigged the other castaways to boot her off the island. Burnett denies the show is manipulated, and CBS calls the lawsuit frivolous. But the biggest objections to the way reality shows are run come from within Hollywood.
I think that reality television is one of the biggest threats on our industry.
Dave Straton directs the TV shows Charmed, Dawson's Creek, Angel, and Providence. He's upset that reality shows often use non-union writers, directors, and actors, calling them story editors, field producers, and contestants.
It literally is putting a lot of people out of work because the major networks are replacing 4 to 5 hours a week, which used to be dramatic or sitcom television, is now being made into reality television. And it's getting huge ratings. So what's it have to say about the stuff we're making?
One thing it says is that some reality shows are less expensive to make, costing a quarter of what a drama costs per episode. As Hollywood writers and actors threaten to go on strike in May and July for better contracts, networks are said to be stockpiling even more of these programs. During this week's negotiations with the Writers Union, the chair of Fox Television announced his network has been, quote, extremely aggressive about buying up and producing reality TV shows.
10 strangers playing for up to $1 million. Among them, a saboteur, a traitor, the mole. The winner, the one who answers the question, who is the mole?
Scott Stone and David Stanley are executive producers of ABC's The Mole and pop stars on the WB. They say the looming strike had nothing to do with either one of these shows getting on the air.
We believe that our shows are getting purchased because they're interesting television. Because they're fun. Come on. They're different and they're fun and they're interesting to watch real people in difficult situations. And you sort of like, you either love them or hate them, but it's interesting to watch.
The genre is already embedded enough in the American television psyche to be lampooned by films like EdTV, The Truman Show, and an upcoming spoof called Series 7, where contestants assassinate each other. Brian Lowry, a television columnist for the LA Times, worries about how far the networks will go for the sake of entertainment.
Even if something terrible happens, even if someone gets killed, you know, there's such a strong financial incentive for them to be doing this that they'll retreat for a while and then you'll see them come back.
Even if somebody gets killed, huh?
I think that's the inevitable end point of this. I mean, I think they flirted with it already. You've seen marriages get broken up and you've seen people in the European versions, there have been suicides and other things that have happened. And I think inevitably these are going to have to push the envelope farther and farther in order to make them interesting. I mean, once you've seen someone eat a bug, you need to see them do something else in order for it to be titillating the second time around. And I think inevitably you'll see something dramatic and terrible happen.
Expect to hear about reality shows where real people face their worst fears, go on combat missions, are literally chained to one another, or even get shot into space. Mandalit del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.